Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. You are joined by myself at FLWN underscore, and I'm here with three fantastic ladies. We're going to go from the left.
Brianna at Shackard.
Tima at Teams underscore GH.
Brie at Brie Blue.
Now, none of us can really sit here and jubilate like we wanted to. We've got three Chelsea fans, we've got one Arsenal fan right here. Kind of dampening the mood a little bit, Brianna, not going to lie to you. But Brianna has been using her prayer candles and they have been working in her favour, but against Chelsea. Now, Chelsea played Liverpool in an FA Cup final where I personally begged Brianna not to light those candles, but she did. Lo and behold, Chelsea have lost yet another final at Wembley. I'm not saying it's purely down to Brianna's candles, but it's probably been a little contribution there. But Tima, Brie, oh, you guys' faces. I don't even want to come see you.
Fuck those candles, man. That's what I can say. Fuck those candles.
She sends us a picture of them every time. And we're just like, you witch.
No, do you know what killed me? Yeah, she had the candle and she had her...
I have the rosary.
Yeah, the rosary right next to it. She was holding it next to the candle. It's like, seriously?
No, that's bad. That is madness. Yeah, have you guys listened to the Kelechi's podcast where she's baiting out all of those guys?
Yeah.
And then she's doing that...
Tarot card readings.
Yeah, it's giving that. That's what it's giving. It's giving those bad vibes.
Don't make continue.
Jesus Christ. God forbid.
Do it for your own club. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, do it for your club because your club... We'll come to your club soon, but let's start with Chelsea, right? Chelsea, another 0-0 in 90 minutes. Positive. But we seem to have lost on penalties. Now, I don't even know who to start with. But whoever wants to go first, let me know what went wrong for you.
Everything.
I'm tired, man. I'm actually tired. The thing is, it's the hope that kills you. Because Chelsea Football Club, they're...
You know, this is like the third time we've gone into extra time for something so significant. Carabao Cup final, Real Madrid...
Oh God!
You know that extra time pissed me off. I hate false hope, and yesterday we were giving false hope again. And Brianna, stop looking at me that way, because I'll really throw my shoe at you.
That front line,
that damn smirk.
That front line. Let me tell you something about Christian Pulis. Shit. Yeah. Let me tell you something about him. Him and his dad. They're gonna have to hold a bench, both of them, because obviously his dad is like.
Not his dad.
His dad will have to hold a bench as well because, my guy, you are crying tears when you don't start. And listen, this is the fifth time he's done this in a big game. He missed a big chance in the Champions League final. He missed a big chance in the Super Cup final. He missed a big chance in the Club World Cup final. He missed a big chance in the Carabao Cup final. And then he. The chances he missed yesterday, that's five. Listen, Christian Pulisic plays, you know, when he plays, yeah, he scores sometimes. Sometimes he plays wing back, fair enough. This season, up and down, he hasn't played consistently in a attacking position. But when he does, five finals, you're missing five big chances. And there's even more big chances that he missed yesterday. So it's probably about seven big chances in seven big games. No. If that was Werner, how much would Chelsea fans be crying?
I mean, if it was Werner, I would have been crying 100%. But I was still crying as equally with Pulisic.
No. Pulisic gets away with it. It's because people stick up for him. The American fans stick up for him. They think that he's unfairly treated. He's not. Christian Pulisic puts in these performances all the time. He always misses chances. I know you want to... Like, Mason Mount, that's another conversation for another section, but...
He shouldn't take penalties.
But the thing about Mason Mount is he is a penalty taker. It's the
second time he's missed a penalty.
Right.
In a shootout, it's the second time he's missed a penalty.
When was the first time?
It was... Is that not the Super Cup?
I remember earlier this season. What game was it? Was it Norwich where he scored a hat trick and then he missed a penalty as well, and then he came back and redeemed himself?
Yeah, it was a match. He missed one in a shootout, I'm sure.
I think it wasn't the decisive
one. All of Chelsea's penalty shootouts, I think everyone has scored, but Kepa has been the one to save us this season with penalty shootouts.
Maybe he missed one in the game.
I think it was the Norwich game that you're talking about.
It was Norwich.
He's not the thing about Mason Mount is. Him and Wembley, I don't know whether he needs to see Spurs. Oi,
six Wembley finals.
Seven time lucky, six, don't worry.
I feel sorry for him because I'm not listening to it. Keep my club's name out of your mouth because I don't understand as an Arsenal fan.
But you should even be happy because that implies that your guys will get there again while he's still at the club. So I'm even complimenting you.
There's no compliments from an Arsenal fan, you understand? Always loaded. The thing is, like, he has this mental block when he goes to Wembley, and he is part of that. You can't just say he's been unlucky. He's been part of those squads. I can't wait for the clear out, fresh mentality, hopefully a winning mentality. We can get back to the ruthlessness that we used to be when we went to Wembley.
What about you, B? Do you think Mason Mount was a big problem yesterday?
I wouldn't necessarily say he was a big problem. The problem was Lukaku. I have a problem with him.
Why are you rolling your eyes, Tima? You know what? Let Brie explain herself and then you can roll your eyes all you want.
My issue with Lukaku is, which has been my issue all season, he just wasn't taking his chances enough. And every time Mount or Pulisic would feed him the balls, either he was too far away or too... He just wasn't there. I feel like he was quite useless yesterday. He didn't do what he was meant to do on that pitch. So it was rightfully so that... Tuchel took him off. He wasn't our best player on the pitch, let's be honest. He was quite useless. He was just sitting in front, waiting, sitting behind with the defenders, waiting for the ball to be fed to him. He didn't want to run in and actually get it for us. And it's a final. I think when it's a final, yeah, as a striker, regardless of the type of striker that he is, sometimes you just have to do what you got to do to make sure that we win.
Nabri, you know that I respect you a lot. Younger girl, I ride for you, but the statements you've just made are some of the most outrageous things I've heard.
How is it outrageous? We watched the same football game.
Chelsea did nothing after he was off. They did nothing in that final. They had no attacking threat. And the thing is, but you said when the ball was played into him, I'll repeat, the Chelsea other attackers, Mason Mount and Pulisic, did not find him as much as I think they should have.
No, I think they did. They tried.
No, I disagree with that.
No, I think they did.
I mean, I think Lukaku had, I think, two good chances.
Yes.
He had two good chances where he should have at least hit the target, but he didn't. I think for a striker, a prolific striker of £97 million, take one of them. No?
No.
What?
So what's he there for?
What? I think you're being harsh because...
How am I being harsh?
I think you're being harsh because I actually think, as I said, when he was substituted, Christian Pulisic should have left the pitch.
Yeah.
He didn't.
You know, whilst on the topic of subs here, what the fuck's... What kind of subs were there yesterday?
So we'll come on to that. Oh, we'll come on. We'll have a whole segment for that.
So Pulisic... Should have left.
Thank you for calling him his actual name.
maybe it may be the last time. He should have left the pitch then. he took Lukaku off, and that was the end of our attacking threat. We did nothing after that.
We barely were an attacking threat.
No, we were. Pitch. But my friend Christian refused to put the ball in the back of the net, alongside Alonso as well. Alonso also missed a lot of chances.
You know, but how many chances could Alonso create?
No, Alonso played well, but knowing Marcus Alonso the way I do, not personally, he scores all of those chances before. Something in that final. Like, how is he not scoring? I couldn't believe it.
Brianna has candles. Yeah, the candle.
No, hold on, don't blame me because I didn't light it until the penalty shootout, can't I?
Oh, okay, fair enough. So the candle's capped, basically. It's not really an excuse. But Brianna, coming from like a neutral perspective, what did you make of Lukaku's performance last night?
I don't think he was your worst player, but I do agree that like the chances that he had, he should have taken him. That's what you pay the money for at the end of the day. But I feel like focusing on him would be harsh because it wasn't his fault. But he should have definitely taken the chance that was presented to him. Otherwise, like, it gets to the point where you start making excuses for players when you pay that much for them. You expect them. I understand, you know, like you've said before, Tima, Chelsea aren't playing to his strengths, but sometimes it's actually not an excuse, like when it's a clear chance.
I agree. And coming off the point that Brianna made, that's not solely Lukaku's fault. Let's talk about our defence as well, because there were moments when our defence completely shut off, especially the first 10 minutes. We were absolutely asleep. Mm. Like Liverpool were all over us. And the way we started, I didn't expect us to actually have our chances into the game. It took us actually a long time to really settle and actually start attacking. But let's be honest, Liverpool were a stronger and better team. I'm surprised that it was 0-0 for the full 90 minutes with the way we were playing. Mm. I think it was very inconsistent. I think Kovacic also had a bit of a nightmare yesterday.
He's
injured.
Yeah. I don't know why Tuchel played him injured.
You know Kante's injured as well.
I'm not being funny. And forgive me, Chelsea fans, all of you lot, forgive me. In a FA Cup final, if you have 9 toes, you play. Do you get that's the Chelsea I know. Mm. Do you remember when John Terry, he swallowed his tongue, and then the next match he was like, "No, I'm good. I can play." Mm. That's the type of energy I want from these Chelsea players. We're not getting that from them.
They're too fragile.
They're so fragile. Mateo Kovacic starting that Liverpool match showed me the fragility is not coming from the midfield, despite the fact that they've had too many injuries this year. But every time there's a final, you want to see a Mateo Kovacic, you want to see Jorginho, you want to see Kante. And all three of them have really been playing on empty. They have been playing on empty all season. Jorginho was sensational yesterday. But then you look at the attack here, and then you look at Kai Havertz.
Mm.
Kai Havertz did not play, apparently, because he felt an injury coming on.
No, I can't lie. When I didn't even see Havertz make the bench, it was question marks.
That was for Werner. Werner felt something. Havertz, he has a hamstring issue. So they tried it until the morning of the game. Mm. He couldn't play.
Havertz should have been there.
That's the moment I knew that Chelsea weren't going to win, because okay. Havertz is a big game player.
With Havertz, fine. Werner, I'm not hearing it.
Would he have started anyway?
Who, Werner?
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't have started, but he could have come on.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing it.
I actually thought when Tuchel was going to make the swap for Lukaku, I thought he was going to bring Werner on.
Yeah, I was screaming for Werner to come on.
Well, he brought on Ziyech.
Werner was warming up for at least 60 minutes.
Reminds me of the Carabao Cup final when Saar and loved his cheek.
I swear to you guys, Saar was warming up, the whole time. When Thiago Silva went down in the first 10 minutes, Saar started warming up, I swear to you, all around me, us Chelsea, we were standing. When we saw Saar, we all sat down.
I'm not going to lie.
I met strangers at that minute.
I actually feel like no one asked him to. He wanted to
give us a heart attack.
What do you think is going to happen? You're definitely not coming on. You better just take some. I can't believe. When I was like, no, my friend.
Oh my God. I saw him warming up with his half-ridden socks, I wanted to cry.
Anita, I got a mini anxiety attack when I saw him warming up. I was like, there's no way that man's coming on the pitch. And you know what also killed me? You know, he brought on Loftus-Cheek, and then he subbed Loftus-Cheek off again.
Let's even talk about these subs. So the first sub that was major, obviously N'Golo Kante for Kovacic, fair enough, Kovacic had one leg. Romelu Lukaku comes out for Hakim Ziyech.
That didn't make sense.
I'm thinking everyone around me is clapping off Lukaku, like, yeah, get off the pitch. We don't want you here, motherfucker. Like, get off the pitch, yeah? I said to them, so who's playing nine? Mm. And then Daniel goes, Pulisic. We all look around like...
that guy who already missed four chances.
He's already missed chances. And I'm looking at Thomas. I'm looking at Tommy like, risk Werner. Risk him. You better play this boy. And the fact that Werner didn't come on, it was a shock for me because he was warming up.
Yeah.
I don't care if you have, if you pull a little hamstring or if you feel like it's a hamstring. Genuine. If you feel like a hamstring's coming on, you have one more game to go, or two more games to go until the end of the season. You put yourself on the line. You go out there and
this
you
is a final.
Do something. Yeah. And it's not like Thomas Tuchel wouldn't have been able to sub him back off. Like, he didn't with him Loftus-Cheek easily enough. Like you said, Loftus-Cheek comes on and you're thinking Loftus-Cheek has been playing for the full 120 minutes. That boy lagged. He lagged the entire 15
did you see
minutes
what he
that
did
he
the
was
first
on.
1 minute when he came on, he had the ball and he misplaced it.
He stood on the ball.
He was lagging. Do you know when you're playing FIFA and you're lagging behind and you go like this? That's what he was doing the whole time. The whole 15 minutes.
When Barkley came on, I started screaming.
I swear to you, I started speaking in tongues. Understand? I started speaking in tongues. I was thinking, that's not Barkley. And then Daniel's like, that is Barkley. You know I wear glasses, didn't it? I said, that's not Barkley. It's Werner. I said, it's not Barkley.
I
was confused.
I started speaking in tongues. I said, God, no, not today, not today. No, but not knowing he's only coming on for the penalty.
He brought on Barkley in the FA Cup final.
Penalties.
I'm
there's nothing
not
else we can do.
Like, I find Tuchel's response a bit strange.
It was very strange.
Liverpool weren't attacking that sort of end part of extra time. And I thought, like, why not try to win it in extra time instead of taking it to pens? Because pens is kind of like a 50-50 chance. Like, you can have confidence in your penalty takers, but nothing is guaranteed. And I'm just surprised that, like, he took off Lukaku. Like, well, not... I would say more surprised that he didn't bring on Werner, to be honest. Not necessarily... I don't know. I thought going defensive and Liverpool's gone defensive or playing for pens was odd. Because Chelsea, as much as I like to cast Chelsea are better than playing for pens in an FA Cup final. Like,
Because Liverpool started playing for pens from the moment, you know, Salah came off and then Diaz came off. Then Milner came on.
Yeah. Like, the second Diaz went off, I knew what Klopp was playing at. No. Klopp's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
We're going to take it to pens.
No, but Diaz, whilst we're on top of Diaz, he's a mad guy.
Diaz
is
an amazing
It was actually
baller.
Unfortunate that he didn't score yesterday, but he was mad.
He also missed loads of chances.
He missed loads of chances,
how
but he was the only one stirring it up.
Yeah,
how
he
did
was.
How did Jorginho not get man of the match?
You know how football works? They don't look at the person that's doing the mashing the work in midfield. Winners unless he's clamping people down.
Liverpool is strong.
And like, if you like winners bias. But you know, like, I'm not going to lie. When I watch Liverpool play other clubs, it pisses me off. Because like, especially Jota. There was a chance that Jota missed against you, and I thought if that was Arsenal, he's putting it at the back of the net. It made me sick, but I don't know. I guess.
Wait, what?
That's
that,
a bit dramatic.
I just keep what she said.
It made me sick because, like, at that time, I'm thinking, wow, like, because when I watch Liverpool sometimes and, like, they're attacking, like, right at the beginning, they were on you, and I thought, okay, this is going to be like a 2-3-0 type of win thing. Mm. But then when I saw that, you know, you guys were putting together good moves and they weren't scoring, I was like, oh my God, like, Chelsea might actually win.
No, there was no point Chelsea were going to actually win.
Yeah, I didn't.
I thought you were
going
to, like, have a jammy, like,
when
shit
Havertz
house.
Was not in that squad.
That's
I
when
knew.
I knew.
Yeah.
I knew it. He's a good, big game player. You play him.
Havertz, yeah.
If Havertz started, the chance would be 10% more that Chelsea were going to win. But that's not guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe that the record at Wembley is so bad.
It's disgusting.
Man.
I remember when we used to have Drogba against Arsenal. Bang, 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 bang. Like, it's guaranteed.
Even against Liverpool.
How far back in the archives is that?
How far back in the archives?
Do you guys still talk about Invincibles?
Okay. Yeah, but 20 years ago. It's true.
It's not about us right now, though.
But since you said how far in the archives are gone, very rich coming from an Arsenal fan.
Really waste time. Well, you guys still talk about Invincibles.
Like,
so.
The Invincibles is like a big... You know,
no, not anymore. Diverse. Sorry. Can I just say, if Liverpool actually do the quadruple, which is not happening, they're better than the Invincibles team.
No.
I will.
No, but okay.
I'm not gonna lie. There's arguments for a lot of teams that to be better than the Invincibles team.
Okay.
Okay, even the Chelsea team,
none of you went invincible. So.
Yeah.
Okay. You were. That's, I mean, it's actually fine. Invincibles. Yeah. You got, didn't you guys draw more games than you won anyway?
That's not true.
They. You guys drew 12 games. I think.
Drew a few games. Yeah.
A lot.
It was 12 games that you guys drew.
Okay, but 12 games.
No, okay, you didn't. And good. it was you know, kudos to you guys. But the season after, Chelsea broke, I think, all of your records, apart from, you know, winning.
We only lost once.
Okay. We only lost once,
but
yeah.
But since the achievement in question was going unbeaten, I don't...
But you've been irrelevant
Fair
since.
Enough.
The Invincibles.
Okay.
And you haven't won the Prem since that time.
Okay.
20 years old.
I feel like we're beating a dead horse here.
Anyway,
beating a dead horse. But let's go back to Lukaku, and like you said, him Tuchel bringing off Lukaku was questionable. So I just checked Lukaku's stats. Lukaku had one shot in 90 minutes.
Yeah,
and was still much more of a presence.
One shot.
We had the presence up. When he came off, we did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I mean. When he was on, what were we doing anyway?
I was about to ask that question.
Pusic was missing chances.
Yeah, three.
When he came off, we weren't doing anything.
I don't know. I think taking off Lukaku, it was maybe a bit premature. I do think it was very premature. He could have at least gone into the first half of the extra time fair. But I don't think anything would have changed. He needed to try something new.
I disagree because I think he takes one of those penalties and he scores.
Fair enough. He does take one of the penalties. I agree.
And he scores.
Yeah.
There's no way he misses either. He doesn't miss either of those penalties.
Yeah, I agree with you. But unfortunately, Mason Mount missed the penalty. I'm not even mad at Mason Mount. I'm not mad at Cesar Azpilicueta.
No.
I'm happy that Edouard Mendy saved a penalty, saved Sadio Mane's penalty.
Can we also talk about Mendy in a sense that the British media hate the fact that we sub on Kepa, but Mendy doesn't really save penalties.
I thought he was going to say something really bad about him. I was about to just say, Tiwa, please.
I mean, he's had a questionable... I think he's not...
He's had a questionable season.
Season, yeah.
Yeah, he's not had the best season.
His season wasn't as good as last season.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that we get criticised because Thomas Tuchel subs on Kepa because Kepa is good at saving penalties.
The last time he wasn't.
Yeah, last time he didn't save a damn...
wasn't it like 10?
Yeah, he let 10 go past him.
I would rather Kepa have the chances. Like there's more of a chance of Kepa saving the penalty.
I thought Edouard Mendy did all right.
I think he did. Yeah. I don't think Kepa would have saved that Mane one.
Kepa would have saved. He got his hand to two penalties before then. Kepa would have saved those.
He got his hand to Milner's penalty and Firmino's penalty.
Yeah. And I think Kepa saves both of them.
I think Kepa saves Firmino's penalty. You don't save a Milner penalty. No. It just doesn't happen. If Milner penalty, you just don't save them. But you could have made history in it. But Firmino's penalty, yeah. I saw his hand flimsy like this. It went really flimsy. And I'm like, you should be doing better.
I think the Firmino penalty, camera cut to Cech in the stands because I was watching it on BBC, and Cech turns to the person next to him and says he should have saved that.
Oh,
is that what he said?
That's interesting.
And he's correctly absolutely. But Cech also, my friend, you had a bad record until the Champions League final.
That's so
nice. It's very interesting that you say that. But fair dues, you may not have a job after the season, so you may as well just say
wait, sorry, what? Cech may not have a job?
No, we've got new owners now.
Oh no, Cech keeps his position. Can you imagine a new owner coming in and sacking a Chelsea legend?
No,
that's Lampard.
It's not new owners though.
No, but I'm saying like if Lampard can go, like why not check
new
ceremonious?
It's the circumstance though. New owners, you're gonna sack a legend. They're gonna cuss you out.
Do you guys still will check a legend? Like a Chelsea legend?
He is a Chelsea legend,
but I don't know like if I'd be able to call an Arsenal legend if they played for Chelsea.
Wait.
He barely paid for you guys and he basically allowed us to.
He basically sabotaged Arsenal.
He didn't do enough at Arsenal.
Yeah,
he didn't achieve enough at Arsenal to not be.
For a second, it was given City and Lampard for a second. Like, relax.
Wait,
there, yeah?
So whilst on the topic of legends, whose legend is Fabregas then?
He's not an Arsenal legend. He's not a Chelsea legend.
He's a Chelsea legend.
Fabregas is a Chelsea legend.
He's a cult hero.
Stop it.
He's a cult hero.
He's
not
a legend. He's not an Arsenal legend.
He was your greatest thing since sliced bread, man.
He's not an Arsenal legend. He's not an Arsenal legend.
Van Persie's an Arsenal legend as well, man.
You are looking at me as an Arsenal fan telling me who our club's legends are. He's not an Arsenal legend.
What about Van Persie?
He's not an Arsenal legend.
Ashley Cole?
No.
Part of the Invincibles, you say no.
He's not an Arsenal legend.
But he's an Invincible as well,
man. Yeah, he's an Invincible.
Yeah, but
he's got that gold medal.
He played too much for Chelsea, sorry.
He won a Champions League at Chelsea, which he couldn't
get. What about Thierry Henry? Is Thierry Henry an Arsenal legend?
Or yes, do you guys... because he's Thierry Henry. Oh.
He went to play, he left you guys in the dust and went to Barcelona.
Is Barcelona in England?
Anyway.
I mean, Fabregas went to Barcelona first before going to Chelsea.
Even the way he did that was scummy, please, because how did he let them shove the shirt over his head like that?
How can he not?
I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about this. I can't lie.
Oh, shit. Okay, sorry. Touchy? Okay, we'll leave it there. So, I just feel like with the Chelsea match yesterday, we've gone through so many hard times that I don't think I want to sit here and talk about it anymore.
No. I feel like next season we shouldn't bother going into Champions League or FA Cup or Carabao Cup or anything. We should just focus on...
Whoa. Slow down there, sis. Slow down there, sis.
How the turntables.
No.
I just think it's funny, but carry on.
No, the reason I say that is because... Brianna, fuck off.
Respectfully.
Anyway, you were saying, Brie?
Yeah, I just didn't want us to be in the, like, playing anything. I'm tired of Chelsea. Like, I'm exhausted. I don't want to watch us play anymore. Yesterday was probably, like, the first match that I watched with my full attention. I'm just done. Like, what are we playing for? What are we fighting for?
They need a clear out. They need a clear out and have a fresh mentality.
Brianna, I'm going to throw this pillow at you.
The thing is, she's laughing. They spent 140 million. 50 million.
It's not about us. When it comes time to talk about Arsenal, I won't do that. You need to have shame. It's about your club now. You need to have shame. Because it's funny. Is it not funny? Yes, it's funny.
We've had the worst season.
And you're only 4 points above us. That's disgusting.
Yeah, we've had the worst season. You spent the most money. And you're...
Who cares? Sorry. Look when Fulham spent £100 million, whatever, and they got relegated. Who cares? Money doesn't mean anything in the Premier League anymore.
So embarrassing.
But I know we're shit. The difference is I know we're shit. But every time I say Chelsea shit, it's, oh, what about Arsenal? Chelsea's objectively this season has underachieved. You lot sat here at the beginning of the season.
Not you, you lot.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
Chelsea fans in general sat here at the beginning of the season. You guys were supposed to be in the running for the Premier League, period. It was Champions of Europe. Now it's our time. We're going to compete. Okay, you're Champions of Europe. Yeah. But that was how the narrative was. We're going to compete. You know, it's not going to be good if we don't get this trophy or we're not going to compete, blah, blah. You guys are finishing with the same number of major trophies as us. That's not true.
We won a Club World Cup.
That's a major trophy. Have shame.
You are never going to touch any of those trophies.
I don't care whether or not we touch it. No one ever talks about that. Brianna,
winners of that cup, talk about it, darling. We talk about it. Okay?
When Liverpool fans
were waxing Liverpool about it 2 seasons ago, yeah? No one was saying no. And everyone was like, oh, this gold badge looks good in that red kit. No.
People said it was smelling. We've won something. We've won 2 things this season. You cannot compare them.
I said we finished this season with the same number.
We have not finished this season with major trophies as you. Yes, we did.
Point blank, period. Because when you guys can say what you like about Liverpool, when Liverpool won it.
Champions League and
You won that last season. Where? It's 2021-22. This season.
But you're saying same level of major trophies as you guys.
Yeah. We finished the season with the same number of major trophies.
That's a very shameless statement.
You're talking about this club. People were actually cussing Liverpool for that. They were. Because it was around the same time people were saying it's so shameless that they're bringing out their Champions League from last season to take pictures with their other trophies.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
The people on the TL that I saw.
Oh, Arsenal fans, fellow Arsenal fans.
No, not Arsenal fans.
Because I'm not being funny. I'm not like...
Let me...
Please, okay. Chelsea fans, when we didn't win that Club World Cup, it burnt us. Am I right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It burnt us in 2012 when we didn't win it, right? Man United have won it. They claim that with their chest. Liverpool have won it, claim with their chest. Barcelona have won it, claim with their chest. Real Madrid, they've won it back to back. They claim it with their chest. There have been Barcelona players that have cried when they've won it. Yep. Brazilian players, they look at that FIFA Club World Cup as a symbol of like, yeah, flipping now, we've managed to win something huge. You can see what it meant to Thiago Silva, You can see what it meant to David Luiz when we lost it. And my man was bawling. Like, he was bawling because it's a major trophy. Just because it's not a major trophy to you doesn't mean it's not a major trophy.
So overall. Because David Luiz cried, it's a major trophy.
No, it's not even just that. It's just in other countries, like in other continents, okay, but such as South
Brexit
America.
Means Brexit. So
it's big here too, though. It's big here too.
If you say so. Why you only don't think it's a major trophy because Arsenal have never even got close to any of those trophies.
You said A plus B equals Z. That's actually what you said when you said that. That's what you said. You don't think it's a major trophy because Arsenal... No, I don't think it's a major trophy because it's not a major trophy,
period. I'm
telling
you now, if Arsenal Football Club...
So you're saying you would finish the end of the season, you say we did the double. Is that what you say?
I never said the double.
So why is it a major trophy then?
It is a major trophy.
Please leave me alone.
You have to win a major trophy in order to play in that competition.
Okay, that doesn't make it a major trophy. Yes, you have to win the Premier League to play in Community Shield. Community Shield is a major trophy.
Community Shield is not the same level as...
The International Community Shield, is that what you want?
The Community Shield is not on the same level.
International
as
Community Shield, well done. Congrats to you. You still didn't compete for the league.
It's not though. You're talking it's about... You have continental champions. You know? Continental champions.
It's International Community Shield.
It's a whole tournament, by the way.
Okay.
Just putting that
International
out there.
Community Shield tournament. Is that what you want?
I mean, you could call it International Community Shield.
Okay, that's so fine. No major trophies. Well
that's
done.
Not true.
No, it's not true. Google has said the FIFA Club World Cup is a major international trophy. So, Google over Brianna. Next. Mm-hmm. So, now I'm done talking about Chelsea. Arsenal lost to their North London rivals. I think it was, what was the score? Could you guys 3-0. Remind me? 3-0.
3-0.
Could you please, Brianna, do us the courtesy of letting us know how it went so bad.
Do you want the TLDR or do you want the full from start to finish?
Start to finish.
Okay, this is good.
Including the tears, please.
I won't cry because I expect nothing, as I say, every week, and I'm still disappointed. I'm not even disappointed anymore because it was to be expected.
I've had enough of Brianna. Can we please remove this girl from the premises? I've had enough.
Where to begin? The starting 11, for what we had available, it wasn't horrendous. It had worked for the past couple of games. So I couldn't criticise too much with Arteta's selection. The problem began when Rob Holding wanted to do Master of Dark Arts from minute zero. That is where we went wrong. Because the types of things that Rob Holding was pulling out, it was as if we were 1-0 up and it was the 80th minute and you're trying to, you know, rough the other team up a bit to dishearten them, run down the clock. Why are you doing that from right at the beginning of the game? Throwing around elbows, you know, tripping people up, doing smirking as you're walking away from fouls. It's stupid accumulating fouls that early. Fine, okay. He ended up getting sent off. As I expected, the second yellow was nonsense. From there, we didn't look like scoring. I think the first 5 minutes, Arteta heritage, we put a shift in. And the sending off completely killed it for me. Son, I won't cry too much about the rest decisions because we stunk. But in saying that, Son should have been sent off for that elbow, in my opinion. But Son never gets disciplined for anything because he puts on a stellar Broadway crying tears performance. He must load up on the Vicks before he comes out to put it under his eyes. Bring out a couple of tears, a couple of woe is me, but good for him. It wasn't down to him that we lost anyway. I thought there wasn't one single player that was above average. I thought every single person on the pitch for Arsenal was mid, front to back. Martinelli tried his best, but that doesn't mean he was good.
Saka
tried, but he wasn't good. Everyone from front to back, in my opinion, was hashtag not good. And I think from the sending off, I knew we were doomed. And it was so disappointing to me because Tottenham didn't even look that confident, like I would say 1-2-0 up. I feel like if we were a serious side, we could have maybe gotten another goal. I forgot the Cedric penalty. I thought it was I mean, we had this conversation before we started recording. Mm. I thought it was extremely soft to slash not a pen. Again, I won't complain about it too much because we stunk. And yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that Arteta's tricky Reds did not seize the opportunity to seal up the Premier League season in an easy fashion. And now we are putting ourselves in a position where we have to beat Newcastle and Everton, which ordinarily would be easy, but Arsenal never makes anything easy. So now here we are. And this fan base's manager decided to go and do anger at the end of the game, which was interesting. With his Shanta Mourinho, if I say what I want, I'll be fined or I'll be banned for 6 months or whatever. I don't understand where the anger was coming from because, I mean, I know that you have to protect your players, but at the same time, he wasn't really overdoing the protection when it came down to Pepe being sent off. So I don't know where all this righteous indignation came from. All the best to him. As I said, he won't bring us to the promised land. It doesn't make me happy to say it because when Arsenal wins, I win. Arsenal in at the end of the day. I don't care who the manager is. Bring me my wins. But as I've been saying since the beginning of the season, this guy is... He won't bring us there. It's not good.
Can I ask you a question? After spending £150 million in the summer, do you not think this is an embarrassing situation for Arsenal to be in? Given the form of Manchester United, given what's happened to Tottenham, do you not think this is actually really ridiculous?
If I were you, I would have replied with, is it not embarrassing that Lukaku is disgracing himself and he cost about the same amount?
I was waiting for you to do this because earlier on, she said that Chelsea fans always come for Arsenal when Chelsea lose, blah, blah, blah. You just came for Chelsea.
No, I didn't. I said, her. But no, I'm going to answer it honestly. No, I'm going to
ask him very respectfully.
It's embarrassing. Yes, it is. That's what if I were you, that's how I would have replied. But no, it's embarrassing. It's very embarrassing.
I wouldn't have replied like that.
Well, if you were in my shoes,
I wouldn't.
Well, you did that multiple times when we were sitting there. But anyway, it's fine. It's fine. I've said yes. It's embarrassing. Do you know? Embarrassing.
I think Arsenal fans are trash. Bro, yeah. Honestly,
but I said it's embarrassing.
Arsenal fans. I'm giving you the answer you want. You guys need to want better for yourselves. You guys need to stop concentrating on what's going on at Chelsea and start
Hilarious.
You need to start concentrating on what's going on. I don't think you understand how funny you are. Your own club. Your manager, like.
This is very much... I sat here for 5 minutes and disgraced everyone from front to back at Arsenal and you said I should focus on Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah.
And all I said was, if I were you, would have said. But I've said, yes, it's embarrassing. Yeah. And you're now focusing on that one tiny thing. Absolutely. Don't you have shame?
No, I don't. Because you spent the whole 30 minutes, first 30 minutes of this episode talking about Chelsea.
No, I didn't. I listened to you talk about Chelsea.
I wouldn't say face your front. Actually, you need to face your front because Tottenham are currently above you. Yeah. You need to face your front and face the reality is that it's a very strong possibility that you're going to be playing Europa League football next season after spending £150 million this summer and Man United are trash. Tottenham were so bad at the beginning of the season that after 10 games, they sacked their manager. And now you're in a position where they could be finishing above you. Embarrassing.
But I said it's embarrassing. So what else do you want?
It's embarrassing.
I don't, like, do you want me to disagree with you?
What I want is for you to keep Chelsea Football Club out of your mouth. Because
but I didn't say anything about Chelsea. I was talking about your man. I said, if I were you, your head is hot. Because if you listen to what I said, your head is hot. Because if you listen to what I said, you would have heard that when I was talking to you before, every minute was deflecting back to Arsenal. It was Arsenal Invincibles. It was this, it was that. So but all I said one thing that lasted about maybe 1% of the entire
life. But you know what? I can do that to Chelsea.
And I came back and I said, embarrassing.
Do you know why I can do that as a Chelsea fan?
Because you won the club international charity shield.
It's not even that. For the last 5 or 8 seasons, we've been so much better than your club. Okay. So much better. Even this season, Chelsea are imploding. As you said, as you sat here and said, we can't even afford petrol for our bus. Okay. Yet, we are still above you.
Okay. But do you want me to disagree with you at any point here? Because I've sat here and I've said it's disgraceful.
Can you see where I'm coming from, though? Arsenal fans have so much
Who
to say
Who are you
about
arguing with right now? Because I'm agreeing with you. I don't understand what's going on here.
Concentrate on top Spurs finishing above you.
And I just said it's disgusting. So what else do you want?
That was Tima and Brianna.
Tima's soliloquy where she believed I was disagreeing with her, but I wasn't.
I wasn't saying that you
was
disagreeing with
her. I think so Tima was more reiterating the embarrassment of Arsenal Football Club, especially if they don't make top four.
So just to be clear, you guys could deflect to Arsenal, but I can't deflect.
No, you can't, because we're above you in the league. You can't deflect to us.
This chest that you have now, when it was a 2-point gap, it was, oh, we are so bad. Oh,
yeah, because I genuinely
you are doing DJ Khaled. But now because we've 100%. Lost to Tottenham, all of a sudden, yes, revival, so, yes, 100 HP, you're back.
100%. Because I expect Arsenal to be finishing above Chelsea after this
you
season.
You expected Arsenal to be finishing above Chelsea?
No, you're not letting me... You're
with
not
our manager? Finish.
Yes, 100%.
You expected Arsenal to finish above Chelsea?
You should be.
You said Wolves were going to finish above Arsenal. And yeah. Now I'm supposed to...
After Chelsea got sanctioned, you Arsenal don't believe what
you're saying. You're saying with a straight face, but you don't believe what you're saying.
After Chelsea got sanctioned, Arsenal should be finishing above Chelsea. It's embarrassing that you're not. You sat here and said that we couldn't feel our... Our bus.
Yes, you couldn't fill the bus. So did I lie?
You should be finishing above that this disgraceful club.
Is the bus in goal? What's that got to do with what's going on the pitch?
Cool.
That was Team Brianna part two.
Part three.
Part three. I can't even keep up with you guys. So, let's dissect the Arsenal-Tottenham match properly. Mm-hmm. Let's dissect it bit by bit. And let's talk about the penalty first. So you said it should have been... Okay, you said it was a soft penalty. Why do you say it was soft?
It was soft/not a pen because I have seen those not given before and I don't think... Do I think it was a foul? I don't know. I don't really think like it was big enough of a push, in my opinion, to like make him go flying the way he did. I think it was just poor timing. It didn't look good. I don't think it was very much a... Maybe if another player had done that or another player... I don't even want to do victim mentality because we actually stunk, to be honest.
To be honest, it's less of a detriment on you, but more of a detriment on Arsenal fans who complained about the Cedric penalty because you said you haven't seen that being given before. It got given... For you guys, in your favour, for Manchester United, right?
It's been given for kind us, of exact, but I've seen it not given.
But all of a sudden, Arteta doesn't want to speak to the press because he'll get into trouble or he'll be in trouble or whatever. Or if he speaks, suspended, right?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
I'm happy you said that before I could conclude because that is kind of embarrassing. Yeah. I do think that he should have had more shame with that one because the exact same penalty was given for you guys. I think someone was on Saka. Was it Lindelof? I think he was on Saka and Saka went down and the exact same circumstance. So I don't think it was a penalty. What about you two? Do you guys think it was a penalty?
But it's, as you said, there's been times this season where Arsenal have got penalties and they've been equally as soft.
I think we've gotten some penalties where if they were against us, we would be like, that's unfair. But I think also, I don't want to make the mistake of framing it like we get a lot of decisions in our favour because like we actually don't. No, we like as in statistically we don't. But I think that particular... I couldn't complain, to be honest. Like the standard of the refereeing was stinking, but I can't complain about it being given.
Oh my God.
Do you know what?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm sick and tired of you Arsenal fans, man. Like, one minute you guys get things in your favour, next minute you guys don't get things in your favour. And it's just...
Do you want me to really answer the questions posed to me or not?
Like, I don't... No. I'm just pointing out what I find funny. I just feel like everyone gets in those predicaments and it's unfortunate. It's just the refereeing system of this country. It's just really bad. But when Arsenal fans, not you in particular, play that victim mentality, it's just... It's rather... It's just giving yuck, innit? It's just not great. But okay, let's go on, because you said it was until the red card that you thought that you guys were still into the game and stuff, right?
First 10 minutes we played well.
Yeah,
and after that we kind of like it was an Arteta classic. First 10 minutes was quite good, and then we like Tottenham got back into it a bit.
Yeah.
And then I could see, like, I'm not gonna lie, from Holding's yellow card, I could see, I was like, there's gonna be a red card in this today.
Yeah.
I knew that we'd lost it. We'd lost, there was no discipline for me.
That's been a problem with Arteta since he's coming, hasn't it? Like, the just a lack of discipline.
Yeah.
Mm. How do you fix that?
Who knows? I mean, he thought that he was fixing it when he was shipping Aubameyang off to Spain. He cares about discipline a lot off the pitch and on the pitch, no bueno. So, well, unless it's Pepe, in which case you get exiled.
To be honest, right, I actually have a question. And don't laugh at me, it's actually a genuine question. Is Eddie Nketiah enough? It's a genuine question. Is he enough? Because I've been hearing reports that Arteta has been asking... has been wanting Eddie Nketiah to stay. Is he enough for you guys to kind of get across the line in the Champions League next season?
No. I don't understand. People keep saying trust the process. I haven't watched Balogun on loan this season, so I won't make a comment on whether or not he's been good or bad. This will be relevant later. I don't understand sometimes the squad planning at Arsenal, because as far as I had sort of believed up until Nketiah had to start playing because Lacazette was stinking up the pitch every week, Nketiah was halfway out the door. He was supposed to leave at the end of the season. And if you're unless he believes he's not getting into the Champions League, but if he gets us to the Champions League, how can you honestly say that you're going to start, because he'd promised Balogun starting time when he re-signed, you're going to start a Champions League campaign with Balogun and Nketiah. I don't know what's happening with Lacazette. I presumed he was leaving. And Martinelli, is that it? That's it, isn't it? It's insanity. Unless he's going to bring in another striker, in which case you then start the season with four strikers and you have three youngsters on contracts, how do you keep them all happy? Nketiah started this season saying, please play me, I want to play. And then you're playing him so you can get him to sign a contract. And you have Balogun kind of on the same type of agreement.
Yep.
What's going to happen when we start 2022?
Boy, that's a question for your people to handle, because I'm not going to say I'm enjoying the capitulation, but I'm enjoying that. I've always said it since January. Arteta letting Aubameyang go, it just wasn't making any sort of sense to me without a contingency plan in place. Like, Lacazette is not enough. Eddie Nketiah, he's turning out to, you know, not be enough for a Champions League campaign, but enough for the last stint of the Premier League. And I hear it, but boy, that's Mikel Arteta's problem to deal with. And unfortunately, it's yours too.
Mine? What's it got to do with me?
Well, next season, are you going to sit there next season and just be like this?
They don't pay your shoulders. Bill. Yes.
Do you know what? I hear it.
Absolutely.
Hear it. They don't pay the bills yet, my darling. Yet. God, I guess we've come to what we want to do with our teams at this moment in time. And as much as I want to start with Chelsea, because I feel like Timo is going to be raring to go with her, the list of players she wants to get rid of, we'll stick with Arsenal. And, you know, we've spoken about Eni Nketiah, we've spoken about Balogun potentially coming in as well. But let's talk about your defensive situation. Now, you guys probably won't have Gabriel and who else holding for your match against Newcastle. Mm. But looking at your team as a whole, the defensive structure, who are you taking out of this team and why?
Is this for Newcastle? Like
no, for this is season? For next season.
Oh, okay, okay. I have the list here. In terms of the defenders, in terms of the defenders, people that need to go and people we need to bring in. I am under the impression that Leno wants a move at the end of the season. So I guess
is his contract on?
I don't know.
I'll fact check that.
I think his contract is either up at the end of the season or he's got 1 year left.
Yeah, 1 year left. So that is a situation. I think Ramsdale's okay. Points I had him on fraud watch, but to be honest. no, I did have him on fraud watch. The euphoria was getting into people's eyes a bit. Like there were some types of saves I was thinking, could have done a bit better there. But that has been a theme of Arsenal in general, so I won't hold it against him too much.
Yeah.
I think Holding needs to go. I don't know if he's going to go. Didn't he sign a new contract the other day or something? So
he got a new hairline, that's for sure.
New money, new hairline.
Him and Gabriel.
I'm not going to lie. They look good.
Like the new hairline, it looks good. Good for them. I won't cuss that at all. I'm pro men's cosmetic procedures. Anyways, I think Cedric needs to go. Tavares, thanks for the memories. Need to go.
He's been here for less than a season.
Good. One hit wonder. I love it.
Wait, you seriously taking out Nuno Tavares?
Give me one reason why he should stay. What? As a neutral. You know, why should he stay?
He's young.
If Tavares was at your club, would you keep him?
Tavares is young. He's Portuguese, isn't it?
Yeah.
I need to drink whatever they drink.
They got good skin. Mm. They have really good skin, but he's young.
I also think he needs more than one season to adapt to Premier League.
Yes.
That's not my business.
Okay.
I'm not being funny. If it was Chelsea, he'd be out on loan. Like
we had Marcus Alonso of
Howard. Legend.
No, we definitely send the Tavares out on loan. We'll probably buy somebody else. Like yeah Vitesse will do him some good. Vitesse will do him some good. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, is that all from your defense? That's literally everyone.
no, Gabriel. Because we have we need a replacement, a left back. Not to say that Tierney's bad. He's just chronically injured.
Man.
Mm. Saliba's coming back, so that's good. That's it, really. And we obviously need a right back as well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And switching over to Chelsea defensively, team, I'll start with you because she looks like you're raring to go.
Well, Rudiger's already gone.
Yeah.
Christensen's gone. Aspilicueta, thank you for the memories.
Really?
I think so.
That is so heartbreaking.
I think
heartbreaking.
Chelsea need one captain, and I don't see him staying to be just a bench player.
Fair. With the World Cup coming as well, yeah, it's unlikely.
I think if he wants to go to Barcelona, let him go, basically. Yep. Marcus Alonso, thank you for the memories.
not going to contest that one.
You know what? I would say Silva as well, thank you for the memories.
Whoa, Silva! No.
The reason I say that is because that man is tired. Every single game, he's holding his back. Like, let him rest. Let him retire.
Thank you for the memories this year. We need experience because we're basically going to get a
whole Then if we're talking about experience, then we should keep Aspie as well then.
No. Because the reason why I'm not Aspie is because Aspie is club captain and I wouldn't have him club captain this season.
But I feel like if we're talking about experience, someone that's that older person that the players can look up to, we can say same thing for Aspie, Dan. He's been longer at the club.
He wouldn't be the first out the door, but I'm also not fighting to keep him.
Mm. So you'd fight to keep Thiago over Aspie?
I would,
fair enough.
You wouldn't fight for to keep
I'd
Thiago?
I'd fight for Aspie
over Thiago. That's actually really interesting, you know. Do you know, we'll throw it to our viewers, yeah. Who would you rather keep, Thiago Silva or Cesar Azpilicueta? That is a very interesting, debatable topic to talk about. I'm not going to give my two cents because, yeah, that's going to blow my mind a little bit. But is there anyone else that you're thinking of?
Defensively?
Yeah.
Sarr.
I was about to say Sarr.
Get rid of Sarr. Like, tomorrow. Are you talking about Vitesse? You wouldn't even take him. The man, oh my gosh. Sorry, he needs to be first.
Who signed him? Was it Lampard?
Do you know we signed him for free and I still feel like we got screwed over? Like, we actually got screwed over and we signed him for free. I know Chelsea fans were screaming oh, he had a good game against Brentford at the beginning of the season. I was like, Brentford, he looked so nervous. he looked like someone said, if you concede a goal, like, you're going to lose £1 million. My guy was shaking at the end of that game. People say he just played. I couldn't believe it. Every time he pulls on the Chelsea shirt, he just looks like he doesn't know why he's there. Like, he looks very confused how he ended up on the football pitch. Now, he needs to go. He needs to go.
I think at Porto, I'm looking at it now. At Porto, he only played 8 games when he was on loan from Chelsea.
And he played for their B-side.
And he played 8 games for their B-side. That's and how low it has become for Malang Sarr.
No, he needs to go. 100%.
Anyone 100%. Else? So far, we've got Aspi, Thiago Silva, obviously debatable, Malang Sarr, Marcus Alonso.
Defensively, well, we've already got, like, Christensen and Rudiger.
They're already gone. And speaking of Rudiger, you had something to say about what he said after the match as well.
Yeah, he said it wasn't the sanctions. Sanctions weren't the reason why he left. Listen, again, this is going to sound harsh, but I think for Rudiger as well, it's thank you for the memories. Like, he's been very fun. He's been very fun this season. Like, I've enjoyed laughing with him. But at the end of the day, he got a good contract offer and he turned it down.
Did he get that good contract offer, though?
He did.
I don't know.
What was the offer again?
Apparently 220K or something.
He turned it down.
I don't think he got that offer.
Even if he didn't get that offer, I don't know whether Rudiger... Even 220K, I think that's a lot of money.
What is Cho one again? Is it not 180 or something stupid like
something,
that?
Something mad. Yeah,
but that doesn't mean...
I'm ripping off the cheek of some bread as well.
But that also doesn't mean that offering him 220K is right.
I personally... Okay, let me go over to Brianna because I want to include you into this Chelsea conversation as well. But your best defender, right? If your best defender, his contract's up, and he wants over 200K.
He's 29.
And he's 28.
That's what I was about to say. Like,
he's 29, he wants a 4-year contract.
What would you do? But that's your best defender and everyone else.
In the back three.
Thank you, Timo. But that's your best defender. What are you doing in that situation? Or how would Rudiger you want that situation
specific,
to be handled?
Like, is this Rudiger specific or a hypothetical?
Hypothetical.
I can't do it as a hypothetical because if it's someone like...
Think back to, like, one of your best ever centre-backs that you've watched growing up in love with us. You got to think all the way back.
For like Sol Campbell.
Yeah, Sol Campbell.
For Sol Campbell, maybe. I think it's easier to do it Rudiger specific, if I'm honest. I wouldn't offer him 220K.
Do you know?
I'm surprised that Chelsea... I feel like it's not very in line with Chelsea policy to offer a 29-year-old 220K 4-year contract. Was it not 4 years? That they offered him.
4 years.
I don't think that happened.
I don't think that happened
because a player doesn't come out and say that a contract could have been signed or Chelsea had the opportunity to extend, but he didn't want to if he was given what he wanted.
But that doesn't happen. I heard rumors that they offered him. It wasn't the wages. It was the signing on fee, and that the agents wanted a huge signing on fee.
But is that enough for Rudiger to now say it could have happened, but the contract extension?
Rudiger wanted to leave.
I think he wanted to leave. I feel like there are so many stories fixated on Antonio Rudiger that I cannot believe anything the press says anymore. Because just this time last year, it was Rudiger's a bully in the dressing room. Just this time with Frank Lampard, it was Rudiger and Frank Lampard are clashing head to head, blah, 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 blah. Everything is always a problem with Antonio Rudiger. And you got to think about the timing that everything came out as well. So Antonio Rudiger agrees a deal in principle with Real Madrid. Then all of a sudden, but Chelsea offered him 220K a week. Mm-hmm. You know, I do not believe it. I think there's a larger story behind it.
Yeah.
Not to say that, you know, you guys, if you guys listen to your reports, like, I'm not saying don't listen to them or anything. But all I'm saying is, there's just more to it that meets the eye. There's no way a player comes out and says a contract could have been had when, you know,
yeah,
his terms had been met.
Can I ask a question, though? Yeah. So do we know how much he's going to get at Real Madrid?
He's
going to
get a lot
of money. He's getting money. He's getting peace. He's getting a signing on fee as well.
If it's not, like, massively more than at Chelsea, I feel like trying to make it seem as if it's a money thing might be a bit of a discredit to him, because Real Madrid is a big club, like top two clubs. Like, when they come knocking, chances are the player's going to go. So, I don't know. I won't begrudge him, like, for it at all. I don't think, like, the constant reporting on his decisions are fair.
I'm just not as sad about him leaving as other Chelsea fans.
That's fine.
That's actually fair enough.
I flip-flopped on him quite a lot this season. At the beginning, I was like, let him go. At the beginning, in the middle, I was like, no, he'll be good. But now now that it's confirmation he's going, I'm like, okay, go. Because he's also been part of the squad that's lost 5 finals. I'm so done with a lot of them.
Shout out to his announcement video, though, from the closet of the Sports Direct.
Thank you. Do you not see it? No. That announcement was dead. It was so bad. But apparently he'll be earning 9 to 10 million euros a year. I don't know what that divides into.
About
anyway.
200,000
a year. So
he's actually got less money.
Literally, I'm telling you, like, these reporters, anyway, I'm not going to say nothing because I don't know anything officially. So, midfield.
At Arsenal.
Yeah. Lokonga's still there, by the way, just putting that out there.
Can I shift him too? You said I had to give Tavares time.
I'm so sorry. Lokonga, no.
He's not bad, isn't it? He's just not good. If people want to give him time, fine. I don't want to be too harsh on him because he hasn't played enough, but for where I want Arsenal to be, no, I want him gone. Elneny, again, seems like a nice guy. The fact that he's still at Arsenal, he's one of the only players at Arsenal to play Champions League football, insane. He needs to go. The players seem to like Xhaka as a leader in the dressing room, but, I mean
Xhaka's a big personality, man.
Your whole Twitter account is named after him.
I've explained about this before. You know what? Like, I don't have anything against him, and I think he's finished up. In fact, we might as well keep Xhaka because we've passed the point where we can shift him. We're not getting a higher offer than what we got from Roma last summer. So we might as well just keep him now. That's our bed. We have to line it. He's at Arsenal now until he's 36 or however old. I don't even remember who else is in the midfield. Everyone else can stay. Ødegaard can stay.
Partey can stay.
We need to bring in another midfielder because, again, Partey chronically injured. Good player though.
Really?
I don't have much of an issue with the midfield.
The roof is on fire. That's a bangs, man.
No, when they made like a party specific, that was so shit.
Oh, it banged so much. And then you see Robbie Duna.
So embarrassing.
I had a whale of a time when that came out. But yeah, I'm sorry I can't really speak on behalf of Arsenal with you or like go back and forth with you with Arsenal because I don't really know much about your midfield. All I know is Xhaka's a big personality. I'm not really taking to Lokonga too tough. You definitely need a replacement for him. Or maybe he can settle into the team a bit. I don't know. Give him another year, like Tima said with Tavares, give him another year. Who else is in your midfield apart from Partey and Ødegaard? Is that it?
Like Smith Rowe, but again, like he's been good.
It's more attacking, isn't it?
He's more attacking. Yeah. Like, I would say, yeah. Not really midfield per se.
Fair enough. Chelsea, we've got an array of midfielders that we might need to get rid of.
Kovacic needs to stay. I would keep Kante, but there's an argument of selling him. I think Jorginho wants to go back to Italy, let him go. And then there's this whole Twitter debate between Rice, whether Chelsea buy Rice or the Monaco.
Wait, hold on. Our financial director, Brie, would you buy Declan Rice for 100 mil?
Absolutely not.
It's 100 mil now.
150.
What?
He said 150.
What?
Moy said 150.
And City got, sorry, I know they're not the same position, but they got Haaland for how much?
50-something.
And they won 100, they're mad.
150?
Because basically the problem is that he won't sign...
that is bondage.
He won't sign a new contract and he's got 2 years left, but they've got an option of a further year. So essentially he's got 3 years left.
So they're holding him captive, prisoner. Mm. Do you know that they offered Declan Rice an 8-year contract?
I saw that. Do you know what 8 years is? Insane.
A prison sentence.
In the words of
they choice, offered him a prison sentence.
That was death row.
Yeah.
Is that even allowed?
I didn't even know that was possible. What? And he will leave West Ham when he's 32.
No.
An 8-year contract, 200k a week. I said, wow.
No, they're mad.
That is basically saying, look, here's all your money. Just give us 8 years of
and
your
I'm
time.
Sure the release clause would have been something stupid.
The release clause would have been astronomical.
The thing is, he ain't signing that. He seems sore. What happened to Harry Kane? He ain't signing that.
He's not signing it. And like you said, there's an extra year on of option of an extra year. But then it's like, who's gonna buy Declan Rice when he's what, 27? Who's gonna buy him at that time when the world has basically moved on from him?
I think he's got a window of opportunity this summer because what, Man United have got a rebuild. Chelsea need another midfielder.
I want Gallagher back.
Gallagher coming back is a big thing.
Fair enough.
I think him and Kante vying mm-hmm. for the same position, and then you got Kovacic, and we need a defensive midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Chelsea go for Rice for 150 million.
Absolutely not.
Do you go for Tchouaméni for 80 million?
Yeah. What choice do we have? We need a defensive.
I heard Arsenal forward. Want Tchouaméni as well, which is
like he's going to
didn't hear that. I'm not lying.
Because he's got Liverpool, Man United. He's got Liverpool, Manchester United. Madrid,
I think it was Chelsea. More of just an interest, not like you're actually bidding for him.
Everyone always puts Arsenal in it so they can say, ha ha, you weren't going to get it. We know.
I'm not going to lie. Ever since I started working in the industry and I see Arsenal linked to some of these players, I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure?
It's cap.
There's a lot of cap in this industry. I'm not even lie to you. A lot of cap. But yeah, so you will get rid of who?
I think Jorginho, but only because I think he wants to leave. He wants to go back to Italy. Respect it. Thank you for your time. You've been frustrating sometimes, but overall, you've been okay. So we move. Like, he goes back to Italy, we move, but we need to get a defensive midfielder 100%.
Brie, who would you take out of that midfield? By the way, Ruben Loftus-Cheek is still there.
Yeah, I was about to say, where does he fall?
Barkley needs to go.
Yeah. I don't even know how Barkley is still in the club. Why is he still there? Why is he still in the team? I thought he already left.
When you say Ruben Loftus-Cheek, it reminded me that Barkley somehow still has a pass to Cobham. Like, how is that not being reversed?
No, I thought Barkley left, so I was confused when he came on yesterday. I was only confused when I saw him on that lineup because I hadn't heard that name in months. Like, they both need to go.
I don't know about Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
You don't know.
Not too much on Loftus-Cheek. Not too much on Loftus-Cheek. Best midfielder in the league.
Best midfielder in the world, baby. In the world.
No. Other players have come in and taken that from
them. Well, Renato Sanchez, yeah.
That's a good point.
He's so sexy. Oh.
See that picture he sent to me of him on the grass?
Wow. Back to the midfielders. Right. So, Barkley's number one on the list, I'm guessing.
Followed by RLC.
Followed by Ruben Loftus-Cheek. Debatable for you. But for me, we'll go two against one. Jose Mourinho wants Ruben. Jose Mourinho can have Ruben.
Absolutely.
That'll be a nice link up for them. Ruben, Tammy, Jose.
Have fun.
Anyone else? And Jorginho, I think that's up for debate.
Yeah, Jorginho's debatable. But I think those two, they can cop.
Kante?
No, I'd still keep him.
When you left?
I vowed to give him a new contract.
So would I.
And it looks like Chelsea are talking about it, giving him a new contract.
A lot of Chelsea fans would sell him, but I think you need to understand what happened with PSG and Silva.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that Kante has still got another two, three years left.
Exactly. And then, bearing in mind, I think when Kante came on yesterday, he didn't put a foot wrong.
No, really.
He did all right. Is that all for midfielders? So we'll move on to attackers, yeah?
Yes.
Brianna, attackers. Now, I think there's only one elephant in the room, which is Lacazette.
Yes. All the best to you. Goodbye. Goodbye. I would say it's been nice, but thank you for the handshakes with Aubameyang.
Oh my God.
He needs to go. Nketiah, I don't understand why he's staying at Arsenal for his own good. It doesn't make any sense because he's not going to play. Arteta's going to sell him dreams and he's not going to play.
He did that with Pelokan, didn't it?
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen with him too. He's not going to play. So again, as much as he signed a new contract, I mean, maybe we have to kind of play him a bit this season to kind of push up his value to sell him, but he's not starting for Arsenal. And I'm not making a judgment on him as a player. I'm not saying either him or Nketiah are bad players. It's just not realistic.
Mm.
Well, unless we're in the Europa League. Anyway.
They are Champions League material.
Who else is... big fan of Saka and Smith Rowe, still a Saka and Smith Rowe stan account. I think that they've had too much responsibility on their shoulders this season and it has taken its toll, but I think they are very good players. They can stay. Martinelli, I flip-flop on him sometimes because he has potential, but he...
Really?
No, he's very good. I want him to stay.
Yeah.
But he won't be enough. Like, say, for example, if after all I've said, like, with that clear out, we start the season with him. That's actually it.
Mm.
So it's not enough. We need some experienced strikers. So, yeah.
He'll get some experience in pretty much, and yeah.
Pepe, sorry for his own good, he needs to go. Sorry, Pepe.
I'm actually in shock. I forgot Pepe's still there.
I had to put him in exile ever since he got that red card. He wasn't fuming when the ref sent him off, but when he sent off holding for elbowing Son in the face, he was fuming.
Mm. That's actually quite interesting. I didn't even know Pepe was still there. Why is he? He's just exiled because of that red card. That's it.
I think Arteta hates him. Seriously, I don't know what's going on. Wow. Sorry.
First Aubameyang, first Pepe. There's second a pattern Pepe. There. There's a, yep, there's okay. a pattern. Hmm. just putting it out there.
Somebody said it, innit? Not me.
Apparently, it might be peak for Saka. Apparently, Saka, a lot of people are interested in your...
I said that
from before, that well done to everybody that was cheerleading Arteta over the future of our club, because this is what happens. People start to swoop in for the players that are too good to stay at your club 100%. When you put them in a nonsense position.
If
they'll all start to go.
If I was Saka's agent, I'd be looking for the next big club for him to go to, because there's no way I'd want to watch someone with his talent to be under Arteta. It will go to waste.
Even Harry Kane is not doing the nonsense that people want. Saka is not reasonable to expect Saka to stay at Arsenal if we do not get Champions League football. Mm. One thing about Harry Kane, I mean, he didn't play in Champions League football for most of his career at Tottenham, I don't think. But he has played in the Champions League. He's gone to a final. I mean, he probably won't touch a trophy. But, I mean, there has been at least some ambition there. He's getting on in his life, and he wanted to push for a move. I can't begrudge Saka of that, because football's a funny game. Like, you don't know how long things can last.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And what's it called? So it's looking like Manchester City are interested. Liverpool are interested. If Chelsea become interested too, I wouldn't mind Thomas Tuchel. I wouldn't mind a Saka at Chelsea personally.
I can't lie though. If he went to more Liverpool, he'd develop so much.
That's what I was going to say.
Does he play?
What do you mean does he play? I don't think he plays every week.
No, I thought Mane wanted to leave.
But Luis Diaz is still there.
I don't know. I think he'd get a shot, because we didn't even think that Luis Diaz would be starting
No, I did. Oh, wow.
It was happening.
Well, not we as in here, but some people didn't think.
The second I saw Luis Diaz, I said, bye, Jota. There's no way.
There's no way. Firmino's out.
I haven't forgotten about Firmino.
But the thing about Firmino is he's such an excellent player to have off the bench. Yeah. Once I saw him coming on yesterday, I said, Jesus. Because at least it wasn't Origi, because Origi would have definitely scored. But yeah, so apparently Man City want Saka. I can see Saka at a Manchester City.
No, he shouldn't go City. That's a terrible idea.
Really?
What's
he done to Sterling?
He doesn't start.
But Sterling has had his time at Man City.
Yeah, he has.
He's 26. Like, this is part of
his time at Manchester City does not a legend make, unfortunately. If he No, it's true. Because Pep, like, it's lovely for Man City that they've managed to do what they've done, I guess. But nobody looks upon Man City with, like, I don't know how to explain it, you know, but because they have such a big squad and everyone is good in the system, there's nobody that you sit and you think, like, they are truly remarkable. And I don't mean it in a horrible way.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Apart from De Bruyne, there's only room for, I feel like, one star at Man City, and everyone else gets rotated in and out, so you can't focus on someone.
Sorry, I just got a weird text message about Nuno Tavares. Sorry, I wasn't concentrating. But, might be in the building.
What building?
This one.
Yeah.
Furthermore.
Did we just talk about him?
Yeah.
Come true.
You see him and Sanchez.
Let's talk about Renato Sanchez. Maybe he will appear. Right.
If they put me in the room with them two, Lord have mercy.
Well, Brie, I don't even want to start thinking about what you're referring to. Moving swiftly on, apparently someone like Saka wouldn't leave Arsenal because he's an Arsenal boy, blah, 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 blah. Hell but
end,
hell and so many people on Twitter.
I mean, maybe.
Even Shai is even a culprit.
they shouldn't put that type of pressure on him, because this is how you end up calling play, like saying all types of crazy stuff about players if they do decide to leave. That's not fair. For someone like Saka, like, for what, I'm not gonna say for what he's done for the club, like he's dragged us to the Champions League, but do you know what I mean?
He has dragged
us through some stuff.
I 100% agree with you. He's dragged you through FA Cup.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah.
I would say Aubameyang. Okay, maybe not FA Cup. He's dragged you through to eighth place.
When we were down in the trenches of near relegation, I feel like he kept the energy and spirit up.
Give that energy and spirit. Anyway.
Passion.
Anyway, Chelsea's attack.
Oh, Lukaku number one. Well,
I don't have anything better to say about our attack.
Lukaku first.
You wasted no time.
No. Werner. Cho. See ya.
Callum, not Callum.
Yeah, he's useless.
No, these onto Warriors stay in
there. He's so useless, though. Can't believe he's advocating.
He's been injured for a while, though.
Yeah, he's his Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say that word properly.
Pulisic, bye bye. Ziyech
can stay. Come on, guys.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that.
It's this one here.
But for certain, Lukaku can go. Okay. Cho can go. Pulisic can go. I think that's it from the top of my head. You know, Havertz I'm keeping for sure.
Yeah.
Werner I'm on the fence about. Mm-hmm.
Do you know why Pulisic is not leaving? We're going to get American owners. He's getting a new
Pulisic contract. Is the star boy.
Commercial.
Yeah.
He's going to be
LeBron
like...
LeBron James of soccer.
Yep. Gosh. And guess what? You see how Abramovich had a hand in making sure that Timo Werner was playing last season?
Did he?
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Why else would Timo Werner have started every single game last season?
No one else.
We had options. We had the same options that we have now. Callum Hudson-Odoi was still playing.
He was good.
Whenever he came on. But anyway, it's a rumour that I heard within my workplace. But anyway, we'll see Todd Bowley saying, Christian Pulisic needs a bit more game time. Oh, we're going to see that.
LeBron James is
and Pulisic's dad. Pulisic's dad is going to become best mates with him.
Yep.
They probably are good friends already.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Pulisic stay another season just to teach you Chelsea fans a lesson for when you guys wanted to beat me.
I didn't.
Do you remember when everyone wanted to beat me? Everyone wanted to beat me for saying that Christian Pulisic, if he's fun and all, but he's just not a Chelsea player.
The problem with Chelsea's attack is there's so many maybe players.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just another season. Pulisic, Werner, Ziyech are all in that category. They just need time. We ain't got time. Let's go time.
Time's
so, up. So, with Werner, like you said, you're a bit on the fence with Werner. Bad news. Apparently, Werner, his move to Dortmund is almost basically certain.
That's fine. That's not bad news.
Apparently, Dortmund, obviously, Haaland's now gone to Manchester City, which we'll touch on just small before we go. Before we go, we'll all vomit in unison.
I would be vomiting. Congratulations, 22-23.
No, literally. Why?
Because I don't know. I don't think it's going to be the final nail in the coffin that everyone thinks.
What is?
Haaland to City. I just don't.
Then what is?
Because City had Aguero for all those years. They didn't win the Champions League. They didn't.
But do you remember? Wait. Remember Aguero was very injury prone. Imagine.
So is Haaland, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Is he worse than Aguero?
Haaland is not as injury prone. Not even. He doesn't even scratch the surface.
No, because remember.
Of injuries of Aguero.
Aguero will play for two games and he's injured for 2 months. He'll come back and score like 3 hat tricks and then disappear again.
Let's see.
Okay.
I remember when he did that back-to-back-to-back hat tricks, and everyone was just like, "What is wrong with this man?" And all City need is a reliable striker.
Literally.
Let's see.
I just think it's this tight for City this season because they didn't have one like a proper striker.
Yeah.
No offense to Gabriel Jesus.
But still, the fact that they even made team. Are you hearing yourself? They still made it this far.
I'm just not convinced.
I even have to look at the timestamp of this for next season.
I'm not fully convinced.
So who's challenging Chelsea?
I can't ask the question anymore.
Anyway, so I can't believe Werner's off. Werner might be, apparently.
So who are we gonna replace? Because then if Lukaku's off, Werner's off.
No, Lukaku's not.
I don't think Lukaku's off. His agent does want to talk about his future, but I
there's no future, I needs to go.
He came out against his agent. I don't think
he did. He
if the whole came out and said no one will speak on my name. Then he's finally learned. No one
finally. Apparently, but Chelsea have apparently put a price tag on him.
What's 60, his price tag?
65 mil.
Do you agree with it? Oh, you should have been. Were you here?
I listened. When Tim was like, "Yeah, he probably could have got like 100 or something."
What I said was, if Marina is staying in the same circumstances that she's currently operating, she wouldn't make a loss on Lukaku. But now we're under new ownership.
Lukaku was 108 million euros, was he not?
He wasn't.
Euros. He was 97 million pounds.
£97 million. And you think that she
wouldn't have lost, no.
She wouldn't have made a loss.
So with the way Lukaku has played, of course she'll make loss.
So she would have sold him for 100+ million pounds.
I said she wouldn't make a loss.
So you think someone would still buy him for 97 million?
I'm just saying that Costa went for 58 million.
Yeah, but that's Costa.
And he said literally
Morata went for 60 million.
I don't think Morata
is an anomaly in football.
No, I think Morata just has an amazing agent because all of the clubs that he's been to,
he hasn't missed with his clubs. No. He hasn't missed once.
Every club he goes to, he says that they're his boyhood club. So I don't.
Really yeah, know. I don't get it.
Just multiple shirts.
slotting with the shirts, slotting around. That's what he was doing. Yes, I said it. Okay, cool. So Werner might be out the door. I think him and Karim Adeyemi at Dortmund will probably make a beautiful link up.
Well, I hope if he goes to Dortmund, he'll finally actually score.
Yeah, back in the Bundesliga, you know, that's his territory. Yeah. I'm sure he will go back to scoring ways. I think Callum Hudson-Odoi, I want him to stay another season.
We should have sold him to Bayern when we had the chance.
We should have, on loan.
Yeah.
He would have slapped him.
How would you guys feel about Robert Lewandowski?
Yes.
I'll take
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Did he tell you to Chelsea?
No.
What's your problem?
No, that was lame. I don't like Rihanna.
That was lame.
He said that he's not signing a new contract, but doesn't mean he's leaving.
No, he's not. He's confirmed that he's not. He's going. He's not going to be at Bayern.
Apparently, Bayern has said that he's still got one more year. So they're saying that he ain't going.
So what are they going to do? Hold him hostage?
You ain't going to go home.
They're going to hold him hostage.
You ain't going to go home, but you ain't leaving Bayern.
No. They can't do that.
So, I would, yeah, but every day of the week, you get Lewandowski in.
Wait, sorry, I'm Googling it. I'm Googling it because there's no way that Bayern Munich can say that he's not going. Robert Lewandowski has confirmed...
The club has come out since and said he ain't signed a new contract.
Wait, when did the club come out?
I need to find a tweet.
Please, because I'm telling you, he literally said after the last match, yes, I think it was 2 days ago.
He said,
he's like, he wants to try something new. He will not be signing a new contract with Bayern Munich and he'll be leaving this summer. And he even said goodbye to the fans. I'm confused.
He said goodbye, so see you next season. Ah!
No, but Bayern, yeah, I swear they always do that. Where they was it with the manager a couple of seasons ago as well?
What, holding them by the neck?
Yeah.
I mean, where are you going? Come back. If that happens, oh my days. I don't want a 34-year-old Lewandowski. Let's get him now. Like, yeah, you know, let's
get
him now.
We should all take the lesson of, unfortunately, our goat, Lionel Messi. Do not go... chasing waterfalls, stick to the rivers and lakes you're used to. If Lewandowski comes to the Premier League and he doesn't bang, it's not gonna be nice.
Same for Erling Haaland, though.
That's yeah, but true. He's not Haaland. You can say, oh no, a young talent fallen by the wayside, plagued with injuries. But with Lukaku, with Lewandowski, it starts to look, because we were talking about him like, you know, top three ballers in the world.
I think it's not gonna be nice.
I feel like even if he comes to Premier League and he doesn't score as many. Because he's in that 30-year age gap, yeah, he will not be called a fraud. He will not be called a bum or anything. But if Haaland comes through... Yeah, they can boo Messi all they want. But if Haaland comes through and he doesn't slap in the Premier League, that's when all the fraud takes come out.
Yeah.
Like, you can only do in the Bundesliga, you couldn't even do in the Champions League, blah, 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 blah. That's when that comes out. But let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I'll take Robert Lewandowski. I'm like, oh, would you take loan? He wouldn't even come. So,
as I said, who told you he was going to Chelsea? So.
Nah, I'm just saying, possibly. Okay, would you take him at Arsenal?
He'd even laugh if they presented Arsenal.
It's not even a question.
Arsenal.
It is. He's not going, it's just hypothetical. He's not going to Arsenal. It's hypothetical. If he was coming to Arsenal, yes, I would take him. But no, okay. He's not coming anywhere near my plague of a club. Is that what you want?
Not really. I just
thank you for that.
You know? But, all right. We did have one question from the Gold Diggers chat. I didn't want to leave without talking about it really quickly. If I can quickly find it.
Time.
Sorry, Brie, I know you're checking your watch. Okay, how much is Tuchel to blame for not getting any of the attack firing apart from Mason Mount?
He inherited most of these players.
So, no blame.
I think I'll start blaming him next season because this is actually...
that face. I hate Brianna, I hate her so much.
No, like Tima said, he actually inherited all of the players.
Yeah.
And I think the blames will start coming in next season. Okay, I will be honest. This hasn't been a great season.
It's not at all, even.
It's kind of is.
It's not. Sanctions, COVID, chill.
Some of his choices have been questionable. Like yesterday's substitutions.
Even yesterday's substitutions, like Werner is injured, Havertz is injured. Like, what do you want to do?
But why would you take off Lukaku and bring on Ziyech and then put Pulisic in number 9?
There's no point asking Tima to admit that Tuchel was
wrong. Yeah.
But like I said, I think my vision is still a bit blurry on Tommy T at the moment, but I know from next season, it will be a lot more clearer because this has been like his full first season.
It wasn't a good season,
innit? It hasn't. We've had two finals this season. And we
he literally coached 2-0 wins. It's not his fault that Christian
Pulisic can't. So nothing has been his fault. Nothing has been his fault this season. Huh. Like, no mistake, nothing. No, Tima, I'm talking to you.
I mean, the episode is over.
Yeah. You're right. The episode is over.
I never thought the day would come I'd actually meet a delusional Chelsea fan, but she's one of them.
We met Faye last season.
I think she's worse.
Do you know what? Tima is a calm delusion.
Yeah.
A calm delusion.
Tommy T hasn't made a single mistake.
Anyway, it's been nice. Thank you very much, everybody. Tune in next week.
Make sure you follow all of our socials. Make sure you follow Gold Diggers UK, Gold Diggers UK _ on Instagram. Make sure you like and subscribe to our content. Tima, we want to close it out.
I'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
When we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.